And it really was in the wake of my personal frustration in my previous job and seeing communities like Harrisburg, Illinois, get devastated by a tornado. Asked the federal government for assistance, and the federal government said no to Harrisburg and to Illinois, and at the same time, in the same disaster, said yes to other states like Missouri and Indiana. I didn't think it was fair.
Now, who was having the problem getting the disaster aid? Was this homeowners or businesses or local governments?
This is local governments. Communities already are budgeting for their annual needs, and all of a sudden a disaster strikes. And they have to fix roads. They have to fix water towers. They have to fix infrastructure within their community. And that's where FEMA needs to step up and have a more fair process to allow communities like Harrisburg and even Gifford and Washington.
Those were from the tornadoes. They were hit by tornadoes in November 2013. Did they lose out, you feel,
yes,
on FEMA aid that they should have gotten?
Absolutely they did. And it all boils down, Jim, to a formula that FEMA uses that uses the state's population as a whole. Well, Illinois is a large populated state, but most of our population lives in the northeast corner of our state. And we were subject here in rural Illinois and central Illinois to standards that are unattainable. We were asked to have over $18 million in damages when states like Iowa are only asked to have $4.3 million in damages. We actually had over $15 million in damages in Illinois during the floods 2 years ago, but we were unable to reach that threshold.
So how do you change this? Are you essentially lowering the threshold? Or are you saying that there are different thresholds for different parts of the state?
What we're saying to FEMA is use the existing law that you have to take into consideration localized impacts, because the impact of a tornado going through Gifford is a lot more impactful than, let's say, a tornado going through a part of Chicago. When we saw the community like Gifford destroyed, in many cases, and the infrastructure destroyed by the tornado, FEMA now can say, okay, that's going to take Gifford so much more money out of their annual budget that they hadn't had budgeted. We're going to make sure that we give them credit for that when we offer a disaster declaration from the federal government and give them access to money that other communities in other states already have access to. We pay into those pots too, and we deserve to be able to have access to that money, and especially in the wake of a disaster.
You first introduced this proposal in 2013. What took so long to get it passed, and why do you think it's becoming law now?
Well, FEMA doesn't like being told that they have to take into consideration more localized impacts, even though they can already do that. The Obama administration, in my time serving in Congress, has not forced more localized impacts to be considered. But I'm pleasantly optimistic when working with the new administrator of FEMA. He seems more than willing to look at localized impacts. And now this bill will be able to force FEMA to make those decisions.
Okay, so at this point, and we're speaking on January 3rd, the larger bill, the supplemental disaster bill, has not been signed yet, but it is out of Congress.
It's out of the House. I was hoping that the Senate would have done it before they left for the holidays, but they did not. So maybe it's one that will pass this week, because this bill also includes much-needed relief for Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Texas, Florida, and all the other areas along the Gulf Coast that were impacted by the recent storms.